Longtime Warner Brothers record executive Mo Ostin died Sunday evening at the age of 95. He worked with Frank Sinatra, Jimi Hendrix, The Kinks, and many more musical acts. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
When Mo Ostin heard The Kinks' British hit You Really Got Me in 1964, he made a deal to release it in the U.S.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing.
In the 1970s, when a then-unknown artist named Prince insisted on producing his own albums, Ostin agreed. And when there were doubts about Paul Simon making an album in South Africa, Ostin supported him.
I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, out of Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland.
Ostin was a businessman, and the artists he signed sold millions of records. But he also got behind less commercial musicians like Van Dyke Parks.
Awesome.
Born in New York to Russian Jewish immigrants, Ostin's first job in the music industry was with the jazz label Verve. His work there impressed Frank Sinatra, who hired Ostin to help run his own label. Ostin said it was Sinatra who inspired his artist-first approach. Eventually, Reprise was bought by Warner Records, and Ostin became Warner's president.
Mo was probably the most music-conscious, music-centric chief executive of a record company in the rock and roll era.
Peter Ames Carlin is the author of Sonic Boom, The Impossible Rise of Warner Brothers Records. He says when Ostin took over, he told his employees to change their approach.
He sat them down and he said, look, we need to stop trying to make hit records. Let's just make good records and turn those into hits.
And he did. Under Mo Ostin, Warner became one of the most successful record companies in the world. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
I was lighting.